Penguin Random House Audio presents The Dreamers, a novel by Karen Thompson Walker, read for you by Cassandra Campbell. For my daughters, Hazel and Penelope, who were both born during the years I was writing this book, and who are everywhere in these pages. That night, the blind man dreamt that he was blind. Jose Saramago, Blindness. 1. At first, they blame the air. It's an old idea, a poison in the ether, a danger carried in by the wind. A strange haze is seen drifting through town on that first night, the night the trouble begins. It arrives like weather, or like smoke, some say later, but no one can locate any fire. Some blame the drought, which has been bleeding away the lake for years and browning the air with dust. Whatever this is, it comes over them quietly. A sudden drowsiness, a closing of the eyes. Most of the victims are found in their beds. But there are some who will tell you that this sickness is not entirely new, that its cousins have sometimes visited ours. In certain letters from earlier centuries, you may find the occasional reference, decades apart, to a strange kind of slumber, a mysterious, persistent sleep. In 1935, two children went to bed in a Dust Bowl cabin and did not wake for 9 days. Some similar contagion once